at the sheriff's office had received some information about a strange odor coming from a residence that they suspected to be drugs. And so when we went to investigate that, we smelled the same odor, and our investigator had some experience with marijuana grows, and that was what we identified it to be. Through the continued investigation, we were able to develop a search warrant to go into a home at 5983 Old Spanish Trail in Brazos County, rural parts, and we determined that there was a significant, sophisticated marijuana grow at that location.
Okay, and can you tell me who was arrested?
Yes, two persons that were involved in that grow. It was a residence, but no one lived there. They were just maintaining it as a marijuana grow. But we did arrest, ultimately, a 21-year-old Brooks Ryan Winfield and 24-year-old Philip Anthony Tello, both of College Station. And both were charged with possession of marijuana between 5 pounds and 4 ounces, which is a state jail felony.
Now, it says that once the marijuana is dried and weighed to obtain a field weight, is that all of the marijuana that you collected from the field that they were growing it in?
Actually, the field weight is that the weight of the plants that were being grown hydroponically in the house. There was not a field that was... that we found. It was just plants in planters with grow lights and a sophisticated system to water that plant.
So could the charge actually be elevated if the weight of what y'all have found is more than 5 pounds?
Yes. It's not likely to be, though. I think the most of the plants that we recovered were small plants, not mature plants. We did, I think we got 6 mature plants and 40 smaller plants. So we don't anticipate the dry weight, once you remove just the usable portions of those plants, to be more than 5 pounds.
You did search also their actual residency.
Right.
And you found marijuana and paraphernalia there as well.
Yes, we did go back with consent to search one residence in College Station and find some marijuana and paraphernalia, and then a search warrant on the other residence and found similar marijuana and paraphernalia.